Monday, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Schmid, and Leroy Butler, the Packer Hall of Famer, in the studio with us today for the next 4 hours and with you on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Full show laid it up for you. Bucks, Brewers, Packers, and a lot reaction yesterday and Saturday. We saw in the divisional round of the NFL, one of my favorite weekends of the year, as you're supposed to get four of the best games that you're going to see all of 2018, 2019 in the football season, Leroy. And seemingly the last game of the weekend was the only one that I truly thought was going to come down to the wire in the result category. The backdoor cover was open for a few of these, but other than that, the football was seemingly a little bit more lopsided than I had anticipated earlier on for this weekend.
Well, you know, I think that I was in this position. I remember my first time going to the playoffs. After reading a lot where Gary and them screwed up for us, that we had to correct history, teams in the 80s, I was really excited. But I think the most excited time, I think I'm going to take people back. Steve, you remember when Big Pen dropped that one pass?
Yeah, and had a smile on his face. Snow flurrying from the sky.
Yeah.
Drops the ball. Yeah. Packers get in.
That's what I say. This is truly God's country.
I'll never forget that one.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good all the time. So I'm thinking, okay, you're just glad to get in. It's great. And then it dawned on me that week that everybody's home watching. But the most exciting part to me was when you win after you had home field throughout the 96-97 season.
Because
you're going to play the conference championship game. And I play one at home and one on the road. And the excitement starts for those teams now. Because if you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're Tom Brady, you would think that we've played before and the game was in the 40s. But now it seemed like Kansas City's defense played out of their minds. I mean, Steve's team had
big
a little bit of – I think it was cold for Indianapolis.
No, it was cold for Andrew Luck.
I wasn't going to touch it, Steve. You could see it in pregame.
Mahomes has his hands in his sweatshirt just chilling, talking to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has both of his arms wrapped around his body trying to hug himself to stay warm. He looked awful.
Yeah, he was – he kind of reminded me of Jared Goff when he went to Chicago. You remember? He was like, man, I really got to get out of here. We got to get home field. But you know what? To be honest with you, that game was in the 40s when they played New England. I think that Kansas City, if their defense plays better, it's up to their corners. If their corners, and it's also up to the corners of the Rams. If those two sets of corners play, you should see the Rams and Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Well, now, I got
– that's what you should see now. That don't mean it's going to happen. But if you're the NFL, I mean, you want to see Tom Brady and Drew Brees, right, Steve? Ain't that what you want?
I don't really.
I know you're the conspiracy theory guy, though.
If I'm the NFL, what do I want to see?
Yeah.
I always want to see the Patriots because everybody either loves or hates the Patriots.
Right.
It's like the Yankees back in the day in baseball or any team LeBron's on. I mean, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, from a TV standpoint, sure. Is Kansas City and the Saints going to sell?
Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
But huge score. But it's going to be a huge score.
But Tom Brady will sell even more.
Right. It's going to be a huge score either way. There are no really great defenses left in this thing at this point. So I think every game, both these championship games, I would assume, are going to be high scores.
And the way they've legislated the defensive play, it's going to be tough for defenses to be able to hold with some of these guys.
On this show,
well, they changed so many of the different rules.
Yeah, just say change the rule. Don't be doing that.
I'll keep it that way. I'll keep it nice.
Don't try to be the smart guy. Be dumb like me and Steve. It'll be a better show.
Well, how about this? We're going to do something dumb in radio and just completely switch sports and open up the show today. We're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, team that had home field advantage throughout the playoffs in 2018.
Oh, great tie, yeah.
Had a chance.
Now, are you Bill or Baby Tosh? I'm confused. I know
Bill with the glasses on
today. I think
we
had a funeral for Sparky. This is just Steve. Right? Did we get rid of...
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about. But you go with it, man. I got you.
No,
I'm just asking a question. So you don't know what I'm talking about?
Was I at the funeral?
I don't know. Oh. Remember when we did the one read that Alan said he liked
somebody's
X,
got,
and then you like Z, so which
– No, that
I'm
wasn't
talking
it.
To
the
four Brooklyn, people
the Brooklyn read is what you're talking about. Went from Sparky to Steve.
Okay, now is Steve alive or Spark? I mean, which, because I got Baby Tosh and Bill here. That's two people. I got Steve and Spark. That's four people.
And we've got Leroy and Leroy.
No,
we've got
no,
six people.
No, my mom fixed that.
Here.
My mom
Leroy
fixed that.
Leroy and Leroy.
Google it, folks. She fixed that a long time ago. She called Madden and said, you said my baby name wrong. It's been Leroy Butler ever since. So if you see something out there, Edgar Bennett say, I changed my name,
Roy Lee.
Delete that. That's what Dion gave me, just Roy Lee. Because he couldn't figure out the Leroy Leroy thing.
He either.
He just thought it was good.
So he just went Roy Lee.
Yeah, he just cut to the chase.
Josh Vernier also jumped on the Roy Lee one for you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Others call you 36.
Yeah, most Leap. People now just call me Leap.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's probably the best nickname you could possibly have. Mad Bum isn't a bad one either. Madison Bumgarner, one of the best postseason pitchers.
This, are y'all still on this stuff?
Well, Steve or Sparky.
Did it heat up?
Definitely enjoys it because Dan O'Dowd.
If it didn't heat up, same old, same old.
For sure. MLB Network, Dan O'Dowd, former general manager of the Colorado Rockies, kind of their resident GM, office dude on the station.
Yeah.
Came out last, maybe 3 months ago, right before the Robinson Cano trade.
Yeah.
And put two and two together, added major league players to it, and 3 or 4 days later, the trade is done. And different pieces, but the building blocks of the trade were pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
So Dan O'Dowd last week goes on MLB Network's Hot Stove with Matt Vasgersian and Harold Reynolds and brings up that Madison Bumgarner is a perfect fit for the Milwaukee Brewers. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has been all over it ever since.
Mm-hmm. And Steve, now, what did the social media say about it? Is this heating up? Or is this just...
It's pretty split. Dan O'Dowd, he said, MLB Network, put out a trade scenario in his mind that he thinks would work. Now, he's a former general manager, so this isn't Billy or me making this up.
Well,
this
and Billy
GM.
Be right, too, now.
I understand.
I'm just saying on Brewer stuff, you guys are on top of it now. So, I listen to Hot Stove all the time.
So this is a former GM. So
6 o'clock tonight.
Now, again, you could say former GM for a reason.
I get it.
But either way, still
it.
Former GM.
So I get it.
He says, Bumgarner to the Brewers on an expiring one-year deal. The Brewers then would give up Corey Ray, the minor league outfielder, their top outfield prospect.
Yep.
And they would give up one of the following two young pitchers, Corbin Burns or Freddie Peralta, to go along with Corey Ray.
I ain't doing that.
That's the question. Would you make that deal?
I'll return my back to you.
When it came out on social media, I retweeted it, and it was pretty split from what I saw over the weekend. Now, again, that's not prime time, Monday, first day after the weekend. So I wanted to reopen it back up today to phone calls. To see where everybody is on this, because we have Hot Stove Weekly tonight at 6 with Tim Allen and Baby Tosh Schmidt.
One of my favorite shows.
Right.
I like when they argue.
I'm sure they'll talk about this as well tonight, because I'm anxious to see what Tim thinks. For me...
So you're writing the show for our show and their show? Man, they should pay you more.
That's why he's the boss.
Who?
You.
You.
Me.
You just set their agenda and you set ours.
No, I don't set their agenda.
You just
That's
said
all
they're
going
to talk about this tonight because I told Tim to talk about
I didn't ever said I told Tim to talk about
Allegedly.
Anything. Don't get me in trouble with him.
You're right.
I prefer not to be.
No, you know, he's not in a good mood, Steve, because of the Cowboys.
Well.
Very poor move. Very poor move. Calling for Jason Garrett's head.
They're going to extend him instead.
Even better. It is so terrible.
That dude's got to have some kind of something against Jerry Jones that he can keep getting his job saved.
Yeah, I don't know. So going back to this trade. Look, I'm not willing to give up Corbin Burns, all right? So I'm not going to do that. Peralta and Corey Ray for Bumgarner, sure. Now, listen, I understand. We've talked about this before. The last couple of years have not been great for Bumgarner. He's been hurt. His numbers weren't as dominant as they were a couple years ago. I get that, too.
Oh, you get all
but,
that. Okay.
This is what I'm willing to roll the dice on. And we've talked about this, too, in the past. Contract year, folks. Contract year lining up
to get one more
big contract.
And even his hurt guy to be at top of your rotation.
Leroy, this guy that hadn't been as good, it's only like a 3.5 ERA, 3.3, 3.4 ERA, somewhere in that area. Now you could say, well, I don't care about ERA and throw out about 10 different advanced metrics that you want to talk about to me, and that's fine. You can have those conversations. All I'm saying is if he's right, he's better than anybody they have.
The key word is thrifty.
Correct. But guess what? No matter who's right on our staff isn't going to be what he is if
but
he's right.
But that staff took you to almost the World Series.
You
don't
just
need that foolishness.
You just gave Grandal $18 million.
That's all right.
If you're giving Grandal $18 million, that tells me, as a Brewers fan, you're going to try and win a World Series if you're giving a catcher $18 million for 1 year.
Well, the best catcher we think at that particular time.
Fine. And others around baseball probably agree with them.
Bumgarner is not the best pitcher at this particular time for us to make this kind of trade. If I'm going to give up Ray and Peralta are burned. I'm getting back more than 1 year. I want multiple years from somebody.
Now, somebody on Twitter threw out there, if we do this deal, the Brewers do this deal, they want Will Smith back too. They want Will Smith and they want Bumgarner back. And then that person said they would do that deal. Well, that's even a better deal for the Brewers. If you were able to get to that point, fine. Sure, I'm all aboard bringing Will Smith back. I'm fine with that, too.
Hey, let me text Adam McKelvin and see what he thinks. Y'all just be just...
Adam always thinks I'm nuts. Why do you got to ask? I can just tell you.
I think so, too, but some of these people, your soldiers, though, your Sparky soldiers, man, these people are crazy. They can't think for themselves.
But Steve was also on the...
Because they're trying to win. I get it. We want to get this parade going.
Okay? Damn right. Before we die.
I respect that. I do respect that. I really do. Now, I'm being honest. I do respect that. But I got to figure out a way to do it. Both, okay? I got to figure out how I can get the parade. And for those who don't know, that's winning a championship because people out there don't like parades. So we got rid of that guy. But I'm just saying that you got to put your team in the position that you can't gut it out. And you go for it and you come up short and now you have to go back to the 80s when you were terrible. I just ain't willing to do that. But one more thing I will say about this, Billy. I see where Steve coming from. I just don't think he's the guy to do it. There may be other guys out there. But, you know, let's just see. I'll let the callers figure it out. We just here just talking heads. We got full phone lines. Let's hear from these folks. Let's see what they think. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe somebody can sway me over. I got an open mind.
At 414-799-1250 is how you weigh in on the Wendy's Big Show, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the email box, and at 1057FMTheFan on Twitter. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer patrolling that. Get the best social media comments we have. You said that you're open-minded, Leroy?
Yeah, I very much
am. One of the main reasons why you and I are friends?
What's that?
Well, we can use the friend term loosely.
Because your mom gave me some free fruit?
No, because you're open-minded, and I'm going to change your mind next.
To different things. But if you look at the Brewers and you look at the Giants right now, the Giants are in, I call this, purgatory. They got a new person running in Farhan who's not sure what to do completely with the roster that he has.
Right.
You've got Bumgarner that's a free agent at the end of the year. So they've got to make a decision on him at some point in time.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to extend him at 29 turning 30, or whether they're going to move him at some point in time. Then you've got the Brewers who haven't done anything this winter other than adding Spanberg as a utility-type player. To me, that's like a perfect fit. The Brewers have young pitching and a Burns or Peralta. They got Corey Ray, a young outfielder. The Giants have a multitude of needs on their club right now. And so for me, that's a fit that makes sense for both organizations for this year and moving forward.
He clearly forgot about Grandal.
Dan O'Dowd of the MLB Network, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Yeah, completely forgot about Yasmani Grandal, third best catcher in baseball.
Be honest now, be honest. If you close your eyes and you just coming from your boy house around the corner, you know what y'all was doing, sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound like Steve. Play it one more time.
Dan O'Dowd sounds like me?
I think he sounds like you a little bit.
To different things, but if you look at the Brewers and you look at the Giants right now, the Giants are in, I call this, purgatory. They got a
That does sound like something Steve would say.
That's Steve. All his voice.
Voice a little different, though.
Hey, go sway me over, man. Tell me why I'm
wrong. So, the first reason would be Madison Bumgarner has chugged 6 beers at one time. What better place are you going to be able to do that?
That checks the box.
In the city of Milwaukee.
That checks the box.
You like dudes that are proven, right, Leroy?
Yes, I do.
Somebody that's been there before.
You got me.
Been there, done that. 29 years old.
He's playing with my best catcher, Florida State product.
At the age of 20... He was one of the youngest players to start a major league postseason game. Mm-hmm. Madison Bumgarner, a four-time All-Star, that can be persuaded, mostly picked players and coaches picking pitchers for All-Star games. A 3-time World Series Award winner, a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner at the pitcher spot, a World Series MVP, and an NLCS MVP, one of the most decorated postseason pitchers of all time. When we talk about a young team having to gain the postseason experience that the Brewers were able to get, coming a game away from the World Series last year.
Yes.
At what point in time, when you add a dude that has been there, done that, and helped a team, led a team to the World Series, put him on his back in that season against the Royals, and led them through a World Series charge in Kansas City, isn't this the time to get the dude that can put you right on over the hump?
See, I don't know if he can do it with all the injuries, but I also have to take into account is that the Cubs may just grab him just to do it, and then I'd be in a little bit of trouble. But if you feel like you're going to be in trouble, if that happens, then that would make you do the deal. I'm just thinking that Corey Ray may go somewhere just like Brinson and turn into a, just turn into a Yelich somewhere. And I would not be happy because I didn't get my investment back, especially on an expiring deal.
It's going to happen. I mean, you're one of those guys are going to hit. And that you gave up four players to get Yelich. One of those guys is probably going to turn out to be something.
But I'm stabilized there because Yelich, I got MVP backing up. That's my
capital.
Okay,
sure. But I mean, when
here, I don't know.
But my point is when you're going for it and trying to win a World Series in a given year and pushing all your chips in on a given season, it could come back and bite you. Look, when the Brewers
did
their deal.
Yeah, that's the risk you could take with anything.
Right. When the Brewers did their deal trying to get Zach Greinke, you helped build that back-to-back World Series team of the Kansas City Royals. Half that team was your prospects that you gave up to get Greinke. You never got to the World Series with Zach Greinke. If you ask me, hey, Spar, would you go back and do? Would you go back and do it again? Hell yes, I'd go back and do it again. The Sabathia deal, that's even better. That deal goes down.
Fun.
They're just trying to get in the playoffs that year. That deal goes down. Everybody said, Matt LaPorta, Tim Allen called him a soon-to-be Hall of Famer. He retired before he hits 30, I think. And Michael Brantley was a player to be named later, and Brantley ends up being an all-star outfielder who's been dinged up a little bit lately. But Brantley turns out to be the regular guy in that whole deal, and Sabathia was immortal for you. You got to the postseason, did all that fun stuff, memories you'll never give up. And so Brantley's still playing at a high level and you don't have much to show for it necessarily. But that's what happens. Now, you could push all in on this deal. You could give up Peralta. You could give up Ray. And you may miss the playoffs because guys get hurt, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Ray and Peralta turn out to be all-stars. And you look back, oh, my God, what a bunch of idiots. I can't believe they'd made that deal. Okay. Or you can sit with what you have and go through it again. I have sat here time and time again and defended – not giving up prospects till you're close. Not giving up prospects till you're close. You're damn close. You are a game away from finishing this thing. The Cubs haven't done anything to this point. The Cardinals added Goldschmidt, and they're trying to add some pitching. So that's that. Cincinnati
is the team.
Hired your pitching coach and added a couple of so-so guys to put in that rotation to try and stabilize the rotation. You already know they have hitting, and I'm not sure what Pittsburgh is doing. But that's what this division is. Some say it could be the toughest in baseball. You have an opportunity to get Baumgartner for two prospects, and I'm not giving up Corbin Burns, okay? So everybody has their line in the sand. I'm not trading Keston here, and I'm not trading Corbin Burns. Outside of that, everybody else can be had. If you think in a contract year he can be a stud, and I got another if, and if Jimmy Nelson looks like Jimmy Nelson prior to the injury, your front two in this rotation, I'll take them in the playoffs against whoever you want to stack up against them in a seven-game series. And that's not including Burns in the rotation, Chacin in the rotation. Hey, man, you give yourself a legit chance at this. Or you say, no, let's hope Corey Ray and Freddie Peralta turn out to be something in 3 or 4 years. And we'll go with hopefully Jimmy Nelson could be a legitimate ace at the front of the rotation and see what happens. I just think you're really rolling the dice to think that you're going to be able to have the success that you had last year again this year the way you did it pitching. And I think this Brewers front office realizes, okay, that was nice for a year, but long term you probably can't do it that way.
One of the more interesting things, too, about Ray and Peralta, if it would be Ray and Peralta, both are coming off sensational years where you can argue their value
spurt
is never going to be higher. Corey Ray coming off a 20-plus home run season, former top five pick, and Freddie Peralta, who at 19 years old 3 years ago, was a throw-in lottery pick for the Brewers in a trade for Adam Lind. At 22 years old, started a big league game.
Got a whole bunch of tweets coming in. Jake tweets at the fan. Baumgartner's best days are behind him. Stupid to even consider trading Burns or Corey Ray for him.
I agree with him.
Living the Dream says, at some point, needed to go all in. Who cares about prospects? It's about winning it. It's about winning it all. But Leroy, you used to say the same thing. You always used to say, who cares about prospects? You're supposed to be trying to win.
What year that was when I said that?
Two years ago? 3 years ago?
Evolved.
You've evolved?
Yeah. My daughter told me that word this morning.
Don't be going and using all these big words.
I know, right? But Steve, my thing is this, but Steve, here's my thing, and I want you to continue mentioning social media, that I'm surprised at you because you always yell about people getting hurt. Now you want us to rely on two hurt guys, Jimmy Nelson and Baumgartner. Those guys are banged up. I want fresh
guys. You don't have a choice. You don't have anybody. You don't have anybody that is for sure is a legitimate one in a rotation right now. The smoke and mirrors of last year was cute.
I may get somebody.
Huh?
I may still go out there and get somebody.
Okay. If you think you can do it without giving up what I think you're going to have to give up to get Baumgartner, more power to you. If you can do it, I'm with you. Let's go see what you can do.
I got some pieces on this roster I'm willing to move, too. I mean, I didn't think they'd move Keon. I didn't see that coming. It happened. But it's people, or Santana, it's people on this roster people may want. I'm just, at this point, I don't want to mortgage the future for now, but at the same time, I want to stay relevant.
Because this is what we have to think, right? We have to believe that if you spent what you spent to get Grandal a catcher.
And Baumgartner don't make a lot of money, right? He made like
$12 million.
$12 million. Oh, my gosh. See, y'all, if y'all threw that at me, I would have made me think about it.
Okay, so Grandal a catcher, Aguilar at first, nothing at second, Arcia at shortstop, third base is Travis Shaw, outfield is set, right? Braun, Yelich, and Kane. They're going to get a second baseman. Whether it's Josh Harrison or whoever it's going to be, Moustakas and Shaw goes to second.
They're not making him do it.
They're going to get a second baseman. They're not going with what they have at second. I can't believe that to be true based on what we've seen so far.
Well, Scope is gone, right?
Yep. So if you – yeah, he's with the Twins now. Followed Rami. So – or Rami followed him. So you have now a situation where once you add that second baseman, to not add a quality arm to that rotation would just be – I don't want to be. I don't want to say travesty, but you literally checked the check box of the catcher. You filled that third best catcher in baseball, baby Tasha Titan. Mm-hmm. If you get a legitimate second baseman now, or Moustakas to play third, Shaw second, you filled that. So now offensively, you have 20 plus power at catcher, first, second, third, and the entire outfield. 8 of 9 positions, you have the potential to hit 20 or more homers in that bandbox in Miller Park. You don't want to add a potential stud to that rotation to try and solidify
that
your chances?
That trade will remind me of the Scope deal. Matter of fact, we thought former All-Star, we thought he'd come in and do this, and he didn't do it. That would remind me of this Baumgartner deal. But Braun could play second. I mean, to stabilize until somebody came in. Pitchers and catchers are probably reporting
in another
month. You
don't have a fourth outfielder.
Oh, we can find somebody.
Yeah, it would have to be Eric Thames, and nobody wants that science project out there.
Or Ben Gamble, not interested in that either. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have a fourth outfielder. Perez is going to go out there, he's going to try and play outfield.
Perez play everything.
Right. But
pitch,
it's not everybody. Legitimate fourth
and he
outfielder.
And he could be your second baseman a lot more regularly than ever before this season. Now, with Baumgartner, 17 home runs hit in his career, just so you throw that cherry on top of it as well.
Yeah. That's nice.
When we talked about the contract that he's on, a $12 million contract, does it change for you, Leroy, that the injuries that he had have been both off the field? He broke his hand last year, pitching hand, left hand, on one of those mysterious let's-not-talk-about-it injuries. Yeah. The year before missed, I think, 10 or 11 starts due to a dirt bike accident.
Oh, he's just stupid.
Off-the-field injuries.
just crazy.
That really wouldn't necessarily be more of his structural stuff, that he still could be able to ball. It's a tough situation.
Let me ask you this.
He is one of the best
players
in the game
still.
So now
he'll come
here
and do ski slides and get hurt.
Brewery tours. You don't know.
I've got a tweet here. So this is from Kyle, okay? Yeah. It says, if the Brewers are going to trade that package for 1 year of a player who is now more of a mid-rotation starter than an ace, then they should just re-sign Wade Miley instead. He was better than Mad Bomb in 2008, only cost money, not money and prospects. Now, I'll make this bet right now. I'll bet you Baumgartner has better numbers than Wade Miley wherever Wade Miley ends up this year, whether it's Milwaukee or somewhere else. If Baumgartner stays in San Francisco, I bet you he has better numbers than Wade Miley. That Wade Miley deal last year was just great stuff by Derek Johnson, the pitching staff, and everything else.
Brilliant.
To think Miley is going to replicate that again this year probably is fool's gold. That's my thought on it. Now, maybe he'll go somewhere, and maybe he'll do the same thing again next year. I think the Brewers probably do have interest in re-signing Wade Miley if they can't find anybody else to add to the rotation. But I'm not buying that Wade Miley's going to do that again. I was all over it last year that he could do it. I'm not there that he's going to do it again.
What changed?
I just don't think.
Yeah, what changed?
The next time around.
Why? He's not.
If you look at his career, Leroy, that was the best pretty much it's going to get. Now, maybe he's a late bloomer. Maybe adding that cutter. Maybe that changes things, and maybe he's okay going forward next year. I guess I'm just not sold on that being Wade Miley going forward.
You just like name brands. I get it.
I like history.
Yeah, you like name.
Yeah, I like history.
History is past Baumgartner. His history gone, cuz.
I really disagree, man.
He ain't finna repeat.
Not even 30.
The highest ERA has had was in his third year starting, and it was 3.37.
Hey, man, listen, if he was that good, they would have sold him up. He wouldn't even be available, okay?
Well, the San Francisco Giants are
a mess.
Champions. After winning 3 championships, I guess that's kind of what you can assume. that when you win those kind of titles, that you can ship out.
If you're winning like that, you'll give up all your prospects and if you're that stacked. But the Brewers, if you got one game away, you got a hard time selling me on getting rid of some prospects for one guy that you think will put you over the top that may not. I mean, some people have been cornering me, saying, hey, man, the only reason why y'all won is because the Cubs had a down year. I said, I disagree. We beat y'all at y'all place.
Mm-hmm.
So stop that.
To finish it.
Yes, just stop that.
38 combined starts in the last 2 years for Madison Bumgarner, but the 6 years previous to that threw over 200 innings. That's a workhorse, Stevie.
And he wasn't hurt at all on the baseball field, right?
No, yeah, a dirt bike accident and an off-the-field broken hand.
Okay, just checking.
It sounds like somebody I'd like to hang out with if you came to Milwaukee.
I think that's in our contract. We ain't supposed to be doing that.
There's some breaking news concerning to the NFL draft that I'm assuming that Ryan's going to have. Ryan, you have it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he has it, yeah. So Ryan will have some breaking news concerning the NFL draft that you'll want to stay tuned for.
And we'll also give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up next here on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leap 36, Leroy Butler, Packer Hall of Famer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch with you till 6 o'clock. Got $1,000 coming each hour on the hour through the rest of the afternoon. Got some money for you here. And Stevie, I was coming back from downtown this past weekend, looking through the UWM Panther Arena, and then walked one block and checked out the old sites at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Remembered a lot of interesting conversations I had in the bowels of that place, a lot of weird, weird times as well. And then got myself right over to the Fiserv Forum, and you see the evolution of seemingly the city. And now on Sunday morning, I open up Twitter at 9 a.m. and see that, well, right in the middle, they took the icing out of the Oreo, if you want to say, of the arenas downtown. The Bradley Center imploded. They do not explode them, they implode them. One of the cooler things is you see the roof go down and the Bradley Center pulled out. And begs the question of what you're going to do with that spot.
Yeah, I think when you think back to the Bradley Center, I saw some people on social media being like, yeah, who cares? It's gone. Good riddance. I don't know. I think if you're a sports fan, you probably got some memories of being in that place one way or the other, right? I mean, for me, there's a couple of years that stand out. And unfortunately, it's only like two because of how bad our teams have really been in this city. But the Eastern Conference Finals year, I mean, that place was unbelievably loud. And it was filled to the rafters. George Karl would walk onto the floor in the second half of that year to a standing ovation when he'd walk onto the floor in intros. And the place was just nuts with fans. It was just a great atmosphere to watch a basketball in that year. And there's been other years, too. The Fear of the Deer year was a lot of fun as well. So you got those memories there. But for me, man, there was one game that I'll never forget. It was Marquette and Louisville. Dwayne Wade, Travis Diener, and those guys, Reese Gaines in Louisville. And I was lucky enough to be in a suite watching that game with one of the boosters over at Marquette. And it was just unbelievable. That place was packed wall to wall. There was a good amount of Louisville fans that had traveled up on buses for the game because Louisville was really good too. And it was like dragged down shot for shot all the way to the end of that basketball game. And for those of you that never got to see Wade play at Marquette, that was your fault there because that dude was unbelievable. And back then, they were filling up the Bradley Center like they are now at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah.
I mean, they are doing an amazing job. Still undefeated at home as Marquette after this weekend and just doing a great job of holding that home court. I saw the rankings just came out. They went all the way up to 15, I want to say, or 14.
Highest Steve Wojciechowski's been in his tenure there at Marquette. Your boy, Marcus Howard.
Marcus Howard, yeah.
Fourth time, Big East Player of the Week.
So, I mean, from that perspective, I guess that was probably my favorite memory. Wade and Marquette against Reese Gaines and Louisville and how that whole game went down, the one I was at. As far as, like, what to do next to it, I saw a bunch of different people, social media, over the weekend. One person said a bowling alley. Want a bowling alley downtown Milwaukee.
That didn't tickle your fancies?
Well, I mean, you've got that punch bowl entertainment thing right there in that live block already, right? So that's going to be laser tag, arcade games, bar, all that stuff. And that's pretty cool. If you've never seen what punch bowl is, look it up. They're on the West Coast, I think, for the majority part. But So that's already there. So I think that's a bad idea trying to compete with that. You're not going to win that, right? If it's like this round one entertainment over here at Southridge that's going to be opening up next month on the second level, that's going to be bowling lanes, arcade, laser tag, all that stuff. That's different if it's all together as one, but you're not going to do that where that is. So that I'm not really down for, and I'm the bowling guy on the show. So I'm fine putting a bowling alley somewhere downtown, but it's just not right there. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because the other thing about it for me is you got to kind of examine the look of what this is going to look like. You have two arenas, one much smaller, the other gigantic, and then you have huge, and again, people are not remembering how big this piece of land is. You could probably put like 10 or 12 bowling alleys in that piece of land where the Bradley Center is going to be vacated from. That's a lot of land. Somebody else said a movie theater. They want a movie theater downtown. Well, I've been asking for a movie theater downtown for ages, and they still don't have one down there. So whether or not that ends up, I don't know. Me personally, I'd love to see it be just another live block. Another live block on the other side to where you kind of mimic what they did in Green Bay, Leroy.
A live block?
Like what they did there. So they kind of block off the streets like they did across from the Bucks Arena. It's a lot of green space, and then they've got the brewery that's there. They've got this punch bowl entertainment facility there. They've got beer gardens with TVs outside across from the arena. They had that German Christmas market outside that they put in. They'll have farmers markets out there and everything else.
Yeah, a bunch of clutter. That sounds good.
That's what they have right now.
Yeah.
So to the other side of it, in between both arenas, I'd like to see them just pretty much copy what Green Bay did, right? Put the sledding hill there, put the ice rink if you want down there as well in the wintertime, and make it another space. Make it another space to where now when you get out of an Admirals game, you have somewhere to go. When you get out of a Bucks game, everybody kind of congregates in that same area between the two. You could still put a bar or two down there or a couple of restaurants in that area and box it in. I'm fine with that. I just think, I don't know, I think it's a tricky deal to figure out what's going to look right in between both of those arenas.
Because it's not like you can put a club in the middle of the two arenas when you're looking at what's going to be coming out.
Yeah, man, rich people can do whatever they want.
They share a lot of the same. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I go down to a lot of Milwaukee Admirals games, as you can catch us at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
He works for the Admirals, folks.
You, there's a different group. There's a lot of shared nights where the Bucks are and the Admirals now are playing on the same night. One's at the Panther Arena, one's at the Fiserv. And they, like you said, you can congregate into the middle of there. You're not going to congregate at condos, maybe a parking structure. It appears that they are going to keep the old Bradley Center parking structure.
Ding, ding, so that's locked in.
They got parking. Like you said, why not a couple more establishments to continue the party downtown Milwaukee? Because there's still a lot of times when I go downtown Milwaukee, Leroy, at 10:30 at night, and there's just nobody there. You're seeing
that's a good thing for grown
theoretical
folks like me,
tumbleweeds blowing through the streets.
Trying to figure out ways to get
just
in trouble.
Just trying to find more time, man. Just trying to find more people.
Well, I mean, for me, the parking thing is always cheap parking. Because you could build something real nice and attach something to it, even if you did some more apartment complex or something, where people can walk to and have a parking structure that's cheap parking, like $5 a car or something like that. Because I'm going to tell you something, because they write so many tickets downtown, it's frustrating. The good thing about when we went to see the Harlem Grove Trotters, we parked in a little structure. Went up on the little walkway thing. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yep, right through.
If I can get something down on the other side, something just parking has to get straight in Milwaukee. It's terrible.
Well, I would.
It is just bad.
I agree 1,000%.
In that same sense,
my goodness.
If you're talking about a live block area, there has to be one place that this is a rideshare only drop off zone. So you don't have the rideshare
like
Uber drivers and Lyft drivers stopping in the middle of the road while people are driving.
That too.
That should not be.
That's a great point.
Sector off a lot, drop-off area. Yep. And it also serves the 3rd Street area where the 3rd Streeters will come after the night.
Yep.
One block in. You give yourself an opportunity to clear people out of there a little bit easier and get onto the freeway.
Something I wanted the Packers to do, but they haven't done yet. Maybe, I don't know if they valet parking for anybody. A structure. You can make a bunch of money like that. You know, you just throw your keys to somebody, you get a ticket, you walk to the game or go anywhere downtown, and it's up to like midnight or something. Something that you could put there that somebody, whoever does it, the city, kind of whoever, can make a lot of money without spending a lot of money. Because it costs a lot of people a lot of money to get the fire served. So let's do something to build off of that.
Let's go. I wish Gary was here today, but he's homesick. But a couple things here. Well, we'll take a timeout. I'll come back. Just start thinking about this for a second. So when you start thinking about, okay, what to put there in the place of the Bradley Center, What are things that don't exist downtown that you would like to see downtown? And you could probably put 5, 6, 7 things in that huge vacant area. If you make it like a town square type deal, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A strip club.
Told you to wait till after the break.
Hey man, because I gotta say it before my wife gets off. She can't hear me say that. A strip club. Well, have them as valet parking.
Oh my lord. Take a break.
Leroy Butler and I are on the same page. More next on the Fan.
Let's do it.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Gary Ellerson out 6. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Baby Tosh, Packer, Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Ryan Horvat. Is that how you say his name? Horvat?
Horvat, yep.
See, it's Horvat, and I don't want to get yelled at. Horvat, other side of the glass, producing the show today. Okay, so asking you about, you know, your favorite memory from the Bradley Center, if you have one. Doesn't seem like there's a ton of people that do, especially not in the media for whatever reason.
I wish I could tell you guys mine on the air.
But I do. So there's that. And then there is, you know, what you want to see done with that space. Now, before the break, Leroy said strip club. For me, I said the live block area.
With
but
parking,
you can,
though.
But, right. But you can put other stuff on this area other than just a live block area. You can put buildings kind of around it because that is a huge, like, you don't understand how much space the Bradley Center takes up until it's vacant. Then you're like, holy crap, that's a lot of space. For me, a comedy club that can bring in national acts consistently, I think would be a cool deal downtown.
Well, they can go to the fire server for that.
But there's a difference between a 9,000 instead of a,
I mean,
seven,
I'm not talking
Kevin
about.
Hart
I'm not talking
like to go to a
right. I'm not talking
one.
About Kevin Hart big. I'm just talking about like Zany's Comedy Club in Illinois and stuff like that. Oh. You guys, you see on the Comedy Channel or whatever, you know, put 500 people into a room, 300 to 500 people in a room. So that I think would be a cool deal for downtown Milwaukee. The other thing I've heard about from Gary Ellerson, and I've never been, and I don't know if you've ever been or whatever. But Gary always talks about this cool cigar bar that he went to in St. Louis, I want to say it was. Mm. And it had like 2 levels and the whole deal. It had like a VIP level and all of this. And he's like, we have nothing like that in Milwaukee as far as that type of deal. And there isn't really one of note that I know of in that downtown area or whatever.
Nothing.
And for after games and stuff and before games, I would think that would be rock star type stuff downtown. I think you could really fill it up. Now, the issue with that is going to obviously be that new arena is all no smoking outside the arena.
Yep.
The live block area, you can't smoke a cigarette. They're going to get you. You can't even smoke outside is what the Bucks did. So whether or not the Bucks would actually agree to put a cigar bar on that piece of property is probably slim to none. But that is something that I think could make a good amount of money downtown. And you could attract, with all due respect, the older clientele downtown into that area. There's a bunch of good restaurants downtown already, so I don't think you need to add restaurants downtown. I don't think that's a necessity right now. There's plenty of restaurants to go to already.
How about a church so we can save some of you souls?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
So let me see if I got this right. You're proposing a strip club and a church
right next to a church.
I say either or.
Reconciliation, though, that's the best kind of part.
You could build a strip club, tear it down, implode it, whatever you want, then build a church.
Now, there was how long was there a fight, though, Stevie? I mean, you've been covering this team for how long? To put the strip club across the street from the Bradley Center.
Yeah, where
they
that live block
in, They wanted it in that center court spot.
Do we even have any downtown?
They just opened the new Silk one downtown.
The new Silk one's downtown now. Yeah.
Never been.
Yeah.
Reviews
it's never been. But that's downtown. But from that aspect of that huge area, I just don't know how a hotel looks in between two arenas. I think that's going to look.
This is a chain.
Sure. I think
if it's a chain, it would work.
But I think it's going to look weird.
I don't think it would look weird.
Would another high-rise apartment building look weird too?
I think what those big cities they do these walkways when it's bad weather.
Indianapolis,
where you can connect places.
Yep.
I would love that, but I would like to do something cheap. Whatever y'all ideas are fantastic, but some of our ideas are being silly like mine. But I think if you're doing walkways to go to other areas, and whatever you put down there, I'm open for it, but just put some kind of cheap parking structure. Like a guy can, you don't even need attendance if you don't want, just have the little machines. But I would rather give my keys to a young man than a computer, okay? That's just me, okay? I'd rather do valet parking, give him your keys, and then you text him, hey man, I'm coming out, my car's there. And it's cheap, you know, and all that, you could just tip the guy, you know, and then you don't have to worry about it. Valet Park would be great.
I saw another one that I think Leroy will be down for, and there's talk, there may be one coming to Oak Creek, but Top Golf is another one that was suggested. You know, these heated golf bays and everything else.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be one that's, what's it called, luxury bays or something like that. I don't remember the name of it. It's going out at the Rock Complex here in Franklin, which is like the rival to Topgolf. But that would be huge downtown.
Sweet.
All those business people downtown and everything else on lunch and right after work. Oh, my God. And then you put, there's liquor, I think, in there, too. There's a bar concept to it.
Yep.
I think that would be a home run idea in between those two for sure.
We don't have the money for it, but me and Gary are building a gym. We could put a gym down there and put next to it called Leap Treats, like cupcakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a gym where you can, like, or you can go to Leap Treats and get fat, and then you can work it off at the gym. This is really a good idea.
Do I have to have a membership to the gym to go over to Leap Treats?
Get real fat, and then we're gonna take your other money when you go work it off. Put it right there. Put a gym right down there. I'm being silly, but actually it's true though. We're working on a gym idea. Put it down there, and we got like four other Packers are going in on it, and we would love to have it down there. But I don't think it would work because I don't think the ordinance for certain the size building that you want. I don't think it would fit there because it is a big space.
And frankly,
you would have to do like the, because we got like the indoor basketball going 24 hours. You could work out 24 hours. You got like an indoor pool thing. You got all this stuff going. I don't know if it'll fit in that spot.
I'd say y'all come up with this while you were drinking, but you don't drink. So you had to be sober through the whole conversation.
Nah, dude, we've been working on this for a while.
Noodle Arm quarterback tweets at the fan. Bradley Center memories. Number one, trading prime Ray Allen for Gary Payton. That's not a good memory probably for most people.
Oh, I got to tell you, one of my memories too. Steve.
Keeping Jason Kidd for 2 years too long. That's probably not a good memory either.
Nice.
Three, not trading up to get Dwayne Wade, which would have been easy. Number four, Herb Cole, Lloyd Pettit, and Jane Bradley keeping the team in Milwaukee. So four was actually the highlight of the other three, which
were
horrible
memories.
That was the only good one. Yeah, Matt tweets at the fan, going about 10 Admirals games during the 06 Calder Cup final season. That was a fun team to watch, even though they came up just short. A couple of the memories coming in on the Bradley Center, and still looking for some more people to give us ideas of what they'd want to see there. All right, to the phones we go.
Dustin in Pewaukee, you're next on the fan. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, guys. The best game ever that I've ever been to at the Bradley Center was the 2014 NCAA run that the Badgers had when they played Oregon. I don't think there's any way the Badgers would have won that game without that crowd there, and then they went on and went on to the Final Four. The crowd was unbelievable that game. I'm not sure if you guys remember that one.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was,
very
that
well.
That was the best game ever. Which is sad to say, but it was the best game that's
okay.
What do you want to see in place?
We honestly talked about getting one of those golf things there, so maybe he'll have some say into it. I think that'd be kind of fun.
All right. Thanks for the call. Golf would be a great idea.
Anything
they got one
that
in Vegas
you play outside
awesome.
That you could do inside, swimming, golf,
you know,
like
would be kind of cool.
Soccer.
And this isn't going to be a year-round thing. But, miniature golf course.
Yeah.
There's no
anything
miniature golf
course
downtown.
That you can do outside, that you can do inside year-round is awesome.
And also that you can bring a date to. Those are great dates,
well,
right? I'll tell you that much.
First, I mean, you need to go somewhere for you can pick up a date.
All right. Well, after you just dogged me, why don't you just talk
no
about
date,
pillow windows
why
and
you
doors?
About it, I mean, you can't get her through no window, cuz. Especially if you can't fit through one.
Man, you are just dogging
That's
him.
That's my guy.
Oof. I don't even have a
You're not even helping him get a girl either by saying all that stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Even have a response for it. I mean,
he's a good looking guy.
Savages.
Just sit down at the restaurant. Just see your head. You're good. That's my guy.
No, they'll just see the whole table full of food and be like, where else is everybody else?
I've never seen you eat, though, in my whole life. Have you ever seen him eat? He's never eaten here.
Oh, he eats all the time here.
Ryan,
does Baby Tosh ever eat while he's here?
Not as much as everybody else, but
yeah,
he eats here. I went to get wings with him one time.
How many did he wolf down?
He drank like four beers in like
5 minutes.
Oh, we ain't
talking about drinking. We're not talking about drinking.
Well, that's first things first.
Yeah, no.
And then he ate about 25 wings.
Yeah. The highlight of that night was how much beer he drank in that short of time.
I didn't pay attention to the wings. I was like, holy cow. Tim and I got like 10 wings. He ate like 35.
Well, he finished the first one, and I came back twice. And she's, how's the food? Well, good, but the beer's cold.
Yeah.
You guys are me. I don't think Gina Della drinks, though. I don't think so. I would, as a matter of fact, I met her at the a lot of events, but the Packer Hall of Fame. And we went over to our table. Me and Gary met some of her friends, and they were very nice people. So I'm so glad we were able to start working with her. And I think for the most part, nowadays, you think about the weather. It's going to get maybe cold, a little bit colder next week, snow, rain. It doesn't matter because these guys, they work inside. You don't even have to worry about it. I mean, if you even think about getting into this particular business, and you know, Anthony Mandela's not here. I like to use him sometimes. But if you meet somebody with the same rhyme or name or something, get meeting somebody named Della from Pella or Pella from Della, it's amazing. I just think for the most part, any guy wants to save money. Now, if you want to save money, listen up right now. If you're hearing sounds in your window and you walk by, it's not your kids playing. It's your money going out of the window, okay? And that's the reason why you got to replace these windows now. Let me tell you how to get in touch with these people now, because they're waiting for your phone call. Every time I do this read, they're waiting for your phone calls, and they get a ton of calls. Just be patient. They will get to you. Otherwise, just go to Pella.com. They'll be able to help you online. That's 762-783-6600. That's 783-6600. Area code is 262. Area code is 262. You must do that. Or you just go over to Capital, 13745 West Capital in Brookville. That's the people there with good credit. Matter of fact, with good credit, they got something for you, 0% for 84 months. You can't beat that. Go over there and ask them about it. They're offering that now. It's Pella.com.
Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Five for myself, Bill Schmidt in for the Wendy's Big Show today. No Gary Yellerson. Talk some NFL as 1-2, 1-2 AFC and NFC championship meetings are set for next weekend. Just what did you learn, though, about the Green Bay Packers after speculating those games? Also, your chance to win $1,000 comes up right now on the Fan.